Hello everyone, this is Jared Houle and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. I am in, me, my brother, Brandon, his wife, Destiny, yes. My sister-in-law. We're in place of our Mimi, Billy Brim, this week, and a couple days ago it was Christmas. It's Christmas week, so Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Yes. New Year's coming up. And Brandon, I'm going to give it to you in a couple seconds, but he's been speaking in the power in the name of Jesus. The revelation in the name of Jesus and taking our authority and using that name of Jesus and being something beyond just a phrase you say at the end of your sentence. The
right.
purpose, the plan of it,
right,
and the pursuit of that name.
Right.
Brandon, just go ahead and take that. Go ahead and take that how the
All
Holy
right.
Spirit wants.
I'm honored to be talking to you guys here on this Friday. Merry Christmas. I know this is Christmas week, so I want to recap a little bit. I want you guys, if you're driving, I want you to listen to it. But if you're at home, I would encourage you to open up your Bibles and fasten your eyes on the Word. We're going to start with Acts 14, verse 8. While they were at Lystra, Paul and Barnabas came upon a man with crippled feet. He had been that way from birth, so he had never walked. He was sitting and listening. I talked about this yesterday. What are you doing most likely? You're sitting, and you're listening.
Good. Right.
As Paul preached, looking straight at him, Paul realized he had faith to be healed. Complete trust. We talked about that Monday and Tuesday. Complete faith. Basically, breaking it down in simple terms, complete trust. So Paul called them in a loud voice. Paul didn't go up to him and lay hands on him in a loud voice. Stand up. And the man jumped to his feet and started walking. I was studying this, and the Lord, I felt like the Lord's telling me, I proclaim right now, December 27th, 2013, wherever you are, you're sitting and you're listening. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ. And I proclaim anything you're believing for, financially, healing right now, in the name of Jesus, I say. Be made whole. Thank you, Lord, for your name and the power in your name. Hallelujah. And also, we turn to John 10:10, and we talked about the thief's purpose. It's to steal, kill, and destroy. And I like it. I was telling Jared and Destiny, and it says my purpose is contrasting the two. My purpose, that's the thief's
Making
purpose.
It clear.
Anything is, that steals, anything that kills, anything that destroys is a thief. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life, a satisfying life. A abundant life, taking care of you. That's my purpose. My prayer is this week you will know the power in that name. That name belongs to us. God gave him a name above all other names. And that name belongs to us. Hallelujah.
He gave that name to us.
Yes, he gave that name to us.
That's why, Brandon, when it says anything bound on earth is bound in heaven. Anything loosed on earth is loosed in heaven.
Right.
He's given it to you.
Right.
He's given it to me. That's why Jesus had to specifically say, "This is my way. This is the enemy's way."
Yes, that's really
and
good.
And this revelation is helping us to apply the authority by the name and to take and receive what the Father has and get the enemy's things out of the way.
Yes. And I like it too. I shared this yesterday, Jeremiah 10:6. Lord, there is no one like you, for you are great and your name is full of power. Full
That's
of
good.
Power.
That's good.
Hallelujah. Full of power. I love reading, you know, in the Psalms, David and how the Lord took care of him and God took care of him and how he does that for us today.
Right.
Powerful. Just how he took care of situations. But we have to have believe in him. We have to have trust in him.
Right.
We can't just say it loosely and not believe it. Just think of some confession, but don't believe it. We got to believe it. So I pray in the name of Jesus, your spiritual ears will believe it. Your physical ears, you will believe it. It will be burned inside of you. When you use that name above all other names, you will have faith in that name. Complete trust in that name. Someone might come to you and say, what about this? What about that? I want you to talk in negative. No, I have faith in that name. Hallelujah.
What was the thing the Holy Spirit said through you
when it gets past your physical mind and down in your spirit, your days of trying are over.
Yeah, that's good.
If it's just in your mind, well, I tried. You can't try it. You got to do it. You got
to
do it.
So what does that mean to you? Like when it drops in your spirit, when you grab.
When you absolutely believe it. The name and the person are one, Jared and Destiny. I know I shared this. You have a son or daughter. You know their name. You know them. We got to know the Lord like that. Complete trust. Maybe you might have a son every Monday night. He does the trash. And if he's a good son, he does it every Monday night. And after, maybe at first, you might be like, okay, son, you need to do it. But if once he starts doing it for, let's say, 6 months straight, he does it every night, you won't have to think if he's going to do it anymore. You have complete trust that he's going to do it.
Right.
That's how it needs to be with the Lord Jesus. Complete trust in his name. He's doing every. He's already done it all. And he gave us that name. We need to use it. I want to start with Mark 11:22. Mark 11:22. Then Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have complete trust in God. Have faith in God.
Believe him.
Believe him. Have faith in God. I tell you the truth. Anyone, you can say to this mountain, may be lifted and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. You can say, you got to say it.
Right.
But you must really believe it will happen. You got to believe it. You can say, I'm gonna be an awesome basketball player. But if you don't practice, you don't believe it, you don't do it, it won't happen. You got to say it. You got to do it. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you have received it, it will be yours. Healing. Financial problems. It will be yours. Hallelujah.
And there is that mountain.
There is that mountain. You got to say to it. And that's, I believe, right. Jared, that's when, right, it talked about a mountain, it's not just talking about a big mountain.
Right.
It's talking about the mountain in your life.
Yeah.
You might have a mountain of a problem going on at workplace, in your workplace or anything. You can say to this mountain. A
lack of finances.
Lack like of
been
finances.
Saying, you've been people healing.
Yes, you can say to it.
This week especially being enough money for Christmas stuff.
Right.
That's a mountain.
That's a mountain. And how we talked about on Monday and Tuesday, don't let the enemy steal your song.
Yeah.
Don't let him take anything away from you. We have the name, folks. We have the power in his name. That name belongs to us. When it gets past your physical mind, down your spirit, your days of trying are over. I want you guys to turn to Acts 16, and we'll start with verse 22. Acts 16:22. A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them to be stripped, beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten, and they were thrown into prison. How many people would say, Paul? Silas could have said, Paul, you heard from the Lord? What kind of voice are you listening to? They took our clothes off. They beat us. Like, they whooped us. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. That I would have this. Wouldn't you say, Jared and Destiny, they have complete trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, yeah, told them to go there, and now look what's happening. Verse 24. So the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Around midnight. I want you guys to say midnight.
Midnight.
I know it's talking about a time, but I believe midnight is symbolizing something more. Complete utter darkness at midnight. Around midnight. I want to talk to you people, you listeners. You have a midnight situation. It's telling you right here what Paul and Silas did. They had a midnight situation, I would say. A midnight situation. If you have a midnight situation in your life, this is telling you what to do in the Bible. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They are praying and singing hymns to God. So that tells you, you have a midnight situation, you be praying and you be singing hymns to God. You be singing to the Lord, praying to the Lord. It's telling you what to do. And I like this too. And the other prisoners were listening. Other prisoners were listening. The Lord brought this out to me. He told me, he said, Brandon, look, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, around midnight situations, there's going to be a suddenly. But you got to believe it. You got to believe it. You know, me being married, you know, I have to believe God. I have to trust God with everything, financially, everything. I have to trust him. I can't just say it loosely. I do. I have to. I love it. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. They were listening. Every prisoner fell off. Hallelujah. The jailer woke up to see the prisoner doors wide open. And I talk about an earthquake. It might shake some things, but to shake off the shackles? How powerful is that? Our God is a God of power. Hallelujah. You know, some people, I don't want to say some people, but you know, you talk about the Lord and you see scriptures, but our God's a warrior. Our God's a powerful God. Hallelujah. I don't know why I said that. That's for someone. He thought the prisoners escaped, so he drew him the sword to kill himself. Paul shouted to him, stop, don't kill yourself. We are all here. Hallelujah. There is power in that name. Power in that name. And I want to talk about a situation
the other day, my wife and I and her family, the Lord was just burned this inside of me. I've been studying it, I've been reading it, been praying about it. And then we went out to eat, and we were eating, and all of a sudden I got these cold chills. This is my favorite place where we were eating at. It's where I love to eat, at this place. And I got the cold chills, and I knew it wasn't just a regular thing. It felt bad. So I went to the bathroom. I spoke to it. I said, in the name of Jesus, you leave. And it left a little bit, but I felt it. But I believed in it. I had to believe in it. I can't just talk about it. Folks, I'm not just sharing about this if I haven't done it. I believe in it. I have complete trust in the name. So that night we were going to go make some apples, caramel apples, and have a good time. And I got home and I just went in my place and I just listened, praying and listening to God and reading these scriptures. And all of a sudden it left. It left reading it. I felt it just completely just get off and leave me. And I went inside and ate two caramel apples. But I had to do it, people. I couldn't just be studying it all the time and reading about it and meditating on it. I had to do it. I have to believe in it. You got to believe in God. And I would encourage you, believe in him. Things on the outside might be look crazy, but believe in God. Believe in the name. He's given you the name above all other names. Every knee has to bow to that name. Hallelujah. And Matthew 6:10, you know, the Lord's Prayer, we all know it. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is there sicknesses in heaven?
No.
Lack in heaven? On earth, that belongs to us. Everything belongs to us. He's given us the right, the authority of that name. Hallelujah. Jared, I don't know about you, but I'm stirred up.
Oh, we know, it's good.
And I like too, what my wife was talking about, I think it was yesterday, she was saying about the TV, you know, the commercials. You want to share that?
Oh, like one thing me and my family always do when we're watching TV, if we see a commercial that says, oh, it's flu season, we yell at the TV and we say, well, not in this home. Whenever it says, oh, the economy's going bad, we say, not in this home. We confess what we want. And yes, we are not participating in any of that.
That's right. Hallelujah. Well, our offer this week is The Glory of God. It's about a 32-page pamphlet by Brother Kenneth E. Hagin.
His little mini books.
It's a little mini book. And it's for $2 plus shipping and handling. And if you would like it, you can write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or visit us at www.billybrim.org, Billy Brim, or you could call us at our book and tape department at 800-972-3447. And I would encourage you, if you guys haven't been able to listen all week, I would encourage you guys to go back into the archives, listen to it, and get caught up. And I'm honored to be speaking here. This is my first time ever, like, kind of by myself and my family's talking. So I'm grateful that I was able to share something the Lord has given me, and I know it's going to impact your life. But one thing I would say, just faith in the name of Jesus. You have the name. And I know anything you're believing for, when you use that name, you will remember this. It will be burned inside of you. Faith in the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus. Well, this is Brandon Brim and my wife,
Destiny.
And my brother, Jared. And Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.